مبلغ في يوش ماي برير مبلغ في يوش ماي برير may you keep ascending success share مبلغ في يوش ماي برير may you keep ascending success share
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله سيدنا سعد بن سعد رضي الله تعالى narrates that on one occasion when the Holy Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم appeared Abu Talha رضي الله تعالى stepped forward and said يا رسول الله عز وجل وصلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم May my parents be sacrificed on you. Signs of happiness are apparent on your blessed face today. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Certainly, recently Jibreel alayhi salam came to me and said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whomsoever recites one durood upon you, Allah azza wa jal will write 10 good deeds for him. Forgive 10 of his sins, and raise his status by 10. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islam brothers, we utter countless unnecessary words during our daily activity. If only we could get into the habit of reciting darood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once, A man came to Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi and said, I have committed many sins. Please give me a cure for sins. Idna Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi presented the first piece of advice and said, When you make an intention to commit sin, stop eating anything provided by Allah azza wa jal. The man responded with amazement and said, what kind of advice are you giving me? How is it possible when Allah Azza wa Jal is the provider of everything? How will I get anything to eat? Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi answered, is it not bad thing to eat his Azza wa Jal sustenance and disobey him at the same time? Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham Rahmatullah alayhi then delivered the second piece of advice and said, When you want to disobey Allah Azza wa Jal, move off his land. How is it possible? Exclaimed the man. North, south, east, west, right, left, up, down. In other words, wherever you go, it is the territory of Allah Azza wa Jal. There is no possibility of moving off his land. Of his kingdom. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi responded, See, it is very bad to live on his land and then disobey him azza wa jal. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi then gave the third piece of advice and said, When you firmly decided that you want to disobey Allah azza wa jal, find a place to hide where he azza wa jal will not see you and disobey him azza wa jal there. The man responded with astonishment and said, How is it possible that Allah azza wa jal will not see me? He azza wa jal even knows the condition of our hearts. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi replied, See, it is very bad that you believe Allah azza wa jal as the one who hears and sees everything. Yet you continue sinning. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullah alayhi, then gave the fourth piece of advice and said, when the angel of death, Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam, comes to seize your soul, tell him to give you some time to repent. The man said, I do not have any authority. Nobody will listen to me. The time of death has been decided and I will not get even a second to repent. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullah alayhi, said, if you know how powerless you are and you cannot ward off death long enough to give yourself time to repent, why don't you value the time you have and repent before the arrival of Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullah alayhi, then gave the fifth piece of advice and said, after your death, Munkar Nakir will enter your grave. At this time, tell them to leave you alone. The man replied, what are you saying? How can I send them away? What strength do I have? He, rahmatullah alayhi, said, when you cannot send the angels away, why not prepare to answer their questions? The sixth and the final piece of advice that Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullah alayhi, gave was, if on the day of judgment, you are ordered to go to hell, refuse to go. The man said, they will drag me and throw me into hell. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullah alayhi, concluded, when your condition is such that you cannot stop eating the sustenance provided by Allah Azza wa Jal, you cannot leave His land, you cannot hide yourself from Him Azza wa Jal, you cannot delay death long enough to repent, you cannot send away Munkar Nakir from your grave, and you cannot prevent the punishment of hell, then stop committing sin so that you can protect yourself from all these problems. The cure of sin suggested by Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullah alayhi, through the six madani points of advice, had such an effect on that man that he cried uncontrollably, repented sincerely for all his sins, and stood firm on the repentance until the day he died. My dear Islam brothers, Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullah alayhi, explained the cure for sin in such an effective manner that the man repented sincerely for all his sins. The first cure suggested by Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullah alayhi, to the man was that he commits sin only if he stops eating the sustenance provided by Allah Azza wa Jal. The man responded by saying that it was not possible, as Allah Azza wa Jal is the provider of everything. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullah alayhi, replied, is it not a bad thing to eat His Azza wa Jal sustenance and disobey Him at the same time? How disloyal is that? We eat the sustenance provided by Allah Azza wa Jal and do not carry out the work that He Azza wa Jal has set for us. He Azza wa Jal has told us to pray 5 times a day, to fast in the month of Ramadan, which we do not carry out fully. He Azza wa Jal has instructed us to stay away from certain acts, but we continue to disobey Him Azza wa Jal. Is it not such an irresponsible act to keep sinning while eating His Azza wa Jal sustenance? My dear Islam brothers, the second cure of sin that Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullah alayhi, gave was that if you want to sin, leave the land which belongs to Allah Azza wa Jal. Clearly, this act is impossible. If we are a guest in someone's house, we will try to avoid any action that might cause damage. If we cause any loss, our consciousness will bother us. So understand that we live in the kingdom of Allah Azza wa Jal, but we still disobey him. This is very frightening and troubling act. My dear Islamic brothers, the third cure of sin that Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi suggested was that you should commit sin in such a place where Allah Azza wa Jal cannot see you. It is clearer than the sun that there is no place hidden from Allah Azza wa Jal even for a second. If only we would remember when committing a sin that Allah Azza wa Jal is watching us. In Baghdad, a criminal caught a woman and pulled out his knife. People watched the scene from a distance, but nobody was brave enough to rescue the woman. A pious man, rahmatullah alayhi, passed and whispered something to the criminal before walking away. Immediately, the criminal started to tremble and fell unconscious. The knife dropped from his hand and the woman ran away. When the criminal regained consciousness, he asked, "Who was that man?" One of the people present replied, "He is the saint of our time, Sayyidina Bishr Hafi rahmatullah alayhi." The criminal said that he rahmatullah alayhi told me that Allah Azza wa Jal is watching this action of yours. On hearing this, I started to tremble with the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. I realized how disgraceful my action were and that Allah Azza wa Jal was watching me. This realization made me fall to the ground unconscious. The man then started to cry uncontrollably and said, "My Allah Azza wa Jal and a saint rahmatullah alayhi has seen me commit a sin. How will I go in the presence of Sayyidina Bishr Hafi rahmatullah alayhi?" This fear resulted to a fever, and then the man passed away within a week. My dear Islamic brothers, if only we could remember that while committing a sin, that Allah Azza wa Jal is watching us. When lying, if only we could realize that Allah Azza wa Jal is watching us. He Azza wa Jal is the all-knowing and all-seeing. When uttering bad words, if only we could realize that Allah Azza wa Jal is watching us and hearing everything. When looking at forbidden things, if only we could realize that Allah Azza wa Jal is watching us and aware of our intentions. Some people look at women with lust and fill their eyes with haram. But if only we could remember that the Lord of the world, Azza wa Jal, knows the state of our hearts. If only when throwing a glance at her, or touching her, or laughing to enjoy a smile on their face, or enjoying a conversation with them, we could realize that how shameful we are by doing such a thing when Allah Azza wa Jal is watching us. Why not repent now? On what hope do we continue to commit sin after sin? For the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, avoid following shaitan, otherwise he will destroy us. It is stated in the Holy Quran, Para 28, Surah Al-Hashr, verse 16, translation from Kanzul Iman. The example of the devil, when he said to man, "Disbelieve." So when he has rejected faith, he says, "I am unconcerned with you. Indeed, I fear Allah, the Lord of the creation." My dear Islamic brothers, shaitan is very deceitful. He instructs man to commit kufr and then denies responsibility. Since shaitan does not have the ability to repent, nor does he want anyone else to repent. Therefore, repent immediately. It is necessary to define repentance, as nowadays the meaning has become somewhat altered. These days, people are seen smiling or even laughing, softly slapping their ears and saying, "I repent, I repent," to console their heart that they have repented. This is not repentance, but merely a ritual that people perform. The hadith states, regret is repentance. My dear Islamic brothers, if you commit a sin, then think of it as bad. We must also pray, "Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am repenting from this sin that I have committed. And I am promising that I will never commit this sin again." Molana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullah Alayhi says that the origin of repentance is turning towards Allah Azza wa Jal. It has three conditions. Acceptance as having committed the sin. Number two, regret. And number three, intending to stop. If the sin requires compensation, this is compulsory. For an example, a person who has missed his salah must do qadha. My dear Islam brothers, those who do not pray should pay careful attention. Miss salah is not forgiven by merely repentance. You must pray the miss salah and also repent for delaying. There are some individuals who miss their Fajr salah regularly and do not see this action as a bad thing. They do not feel remorse or ashamed. If someone tries to explain to this sin of theirs, they respond with a smile on their face saying, I couldn't get up. However, if they had to travel to another country for a business purpose and the flight was at 5 a.m., they would probably be at the airport at 2 a.m. If they had to go to a picnic or a trip by train or coach, they would probably be at the station an hour early. These days, men try to run away from the worship and look for all type of baseless excuses. A pious man, Rahmatullah Alayhi, narrates that I saw Shaitan. He said, there was a time when I should teach people, and nowadays people are teaching me. It is very sad that if Fajr Jamaat is at 5:15, we are not prepared to wake up at 5 a.m. to reach the masjid on time. Even if we pray all the other four prayers on time, it is stated in hadith that whoever leaves their salah intentionally, their name will be written on the door of hell through which they will enter. Allah Azza wa Jal forbid, if you miss your salah on any occasion, perform your qadha salah immediately and repent tearfully for the delay. My dear Islamic brothers, whether it is the sin of missing a salah or any other sin, we need to find a cure for these sins. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Amir al-Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razwi Damat Barakatum Al Aliya has given us one of the greatest cure for sin, and that is the 72 Madani and Amat card. This card is that which makes us ponder upon each and every action of us. In this card, number one, makes us ponder upon our intentions. Number two, makes us ponder upon our five daily salah. Number five, makes us ponder upon how much Durood Sharif have we read today. Number 16, makes us ponder upon repentance. Number 21, makes us ponder upon how much Quran do we read. Number 23, makes us ponder upon how much hours do we give for deen a day. Number 28, makes us ponder upon our anger. Number 36 makes us ponder upon what your eyes are looking at. Number 38 makes us ponder upon lying, backbiting, slandering, jealousy, breaking promises. Like this, every Madani point makes us ponder upon different things in life. So my dear Islam brothers, if we are looking for a cure for our sins, then we need to get a copy of the Madani and Amat card. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, with the blessing of the Madani and Amat, we will get rid of our habits of sinning. My dear Islam brothers, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this environment of Dawat Islami, there is another beautiful way of cure for our sins, and that is by traveling on the Madani Kafila. These Madani Kafale, my dear Islamic brothers, leave every Thursday's night straight after the Ijtima. They go to different locations, travel in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal with the lovers of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, with the blessing of traveling on a Madani Kafala, we will find the cure for our sins and gain forgiveness. One Madani Kafala traveled to London. At the end of this Madani Kafala, just before the brothers were to leave, they were making dua, they were making supplication in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. That one of the brothers says that he had his eyes closed. And when his eyes were closed, what does he see? He sees that he is in Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif. And he is standing in front of the Rauza Mubarak. And he hears a voice saying that everyone on this Madani Kafla have been forgiven. The brother says that he opened his eyes and he sees everyone crying. He thought to himself that this was just an imagination. Again, he closes his eyes, this time with the thought that, with this thought in his mind, that if what he saw and heard was true, then he will see it again. Once again, he finds himself in Masjid Nabawi Sharif, in front of the Rauza of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and hears the same voice again, that everyone on this kafala has been forgiven. Sallu ala al-Habib. So my dear Islam brothers, do not delay and give your names in on the kafala maktab at the back of the ijtima. And may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us all for our sins and safeguard our iman.
O Muballigh, for you is my prayer. O Muballigh, for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success, say. O Muballigh, for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending.